Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
Hi.
It's been a while.
This is
Seen you for a while. Haven't been in here for a while.
Yeah, this is new. This is cool.
I had a couple of dates. You had lots of dates.
Well, it was needed.
It was fun. You had fun. I had fun. Yes. It was good. All good. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour underscore SS, and at 1700 The Champ. The website is 1700thechamp.com. All the shows are up. Podcasts are up. Got those done the other night. When you're not here for a couple of days, you can get those caught up pretty quick. Got those going. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Okay. I'm going to grab this piece of paper. I'm going to do this at both of the top of the hours today. We have a lot of basketball coming up this week. Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. So right after we're done, you're going to go right into Auburn at Alabama. Huge game in the SEC. Thursday, you get Northern Iowa in Arch Madness. That is a 11:30 pregame on Thursday. Also on Thursday night, you get a 6 o'clock tip, once again, right after our show. That is Michigan versus Illinois, another big game in the Big Ten.
Yep.
If Northern Iowa wins, they play Friday against Bradley. If they would happen to win again, they are going to be on Saturday at 2. And if they are, so the OVC championship game, I'm going to have to figure out what conference OVC is. But it's going to be on Saturday at 6:45. Sunday, if Northern Iowa once again wins, it would be a 12:30 pregame. Should you and I not play that day, they'll still carry the game at 12:45. And then the week after, next week, begins conference championships and Big Ten Monday. Southern Conference Championship tip on Wednesday. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. So we'll keep everybody updated on that. But if you want to hear some live basketball, this is the place to be. But saying that, that means we're here on most of those days. Are you gallivanting again next week?
Wow.
Are you gallivanting around again?
I forgot that you come after me like that. But no, I will be here tonight, tomorrow. I do have to do a little jaunt down to St. Louis on Thursday.
And then you're here Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week.
That is my full intent.
Yes. And then
we got to get Scotty Peel here next week from Bacon Bacon.
Yes.
Because he wants to talk wings and tournament ball. So
yes. And then I am gone that entire next week.
Do I still get paid though, right?
Yes. That's the awesome thing. So do I.
Woo!
It's so cool. We are going to Breckenridge over that week.
Very nice. Yeah, a spring break type of
So we're leaving on Friday, taking Nate and one of his one of the kids he hangs around with that lives next door to him. So
all right, so big day yesterday for you. 34 years married to your wife?
Oh gosh. No. 34.
Okay.
34 married, 7 dated before then, so 41 together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
She looks good for being with you that long.
Exactly.
So.
It's not easy.
No, it's not. Congratulations.
I lose hair. She gains hair.
And you went. Wow, that's funny. And for your 34th anniversary, you went to the Iowa State game last night. Which we'll touch on that, I'm guessing, later.
Right. We went to the Iowa State game actually on Saturday, too. So we watched both of them. And
yeah. Yes.
I still still can't get over them.
Yes, that was him slamming his head into the microphone.
Wow. But had fun. Went to a bunch of little bars with Colin Cook and Nate. And yeah, had fun.
Good.
Ate at Cafe B. I love eating breakfast at Cafe B.
Gotcha.
So yeah, it was a good time.
There's a lot of great restaurants up there.
Oh my goodness. We ate at another one last night. And I, for the life of me, I want to say it was Corn Patch, but I think that was the one that we ate before. Just another little bit of brewery, little bit of, you mean just
campus town or old downtown?
Old downtown.
Yeah, okay.
And people that are, whoever thought that the stuff that you see on like Food Network and all those people and going, It's happening right here, folks. It's happening in this town. We have some great places to go eat.
Well, I mean, and we're this conversation starts, you're talking about being up in Ames, but I mean, yeah. The stuff that's going on down here in Des Moines as well. I mean, we are spoiled. I will absolutely say that because I spent a week in Orlando right next to Universal Studios, right?
Yeah.
And you go to some
every night.
No, but I mean, like we did the NBC Studio Cafe or something like that, and it was good food. But we are literally the highlight of the week because it was little taco this and little slider burger that, and we are so spoiled with the meat selection being Midwesterners. Okay,
exactly.
And we were at a big luau type party around the pool, and I have never been so happy because I've been drinking Ultra because I can't get a High Life or a Busch Light. So I'm drinking Ultra all week. My little tummy's hurting as it is. I'm having to eat these.
It's like drinking a lot of water.
I'm eating things that I'm not used to eating. And out of the corner of my eye, they had food stations. They had ham. They had a boiled ham, it was a big old roasted ham. And I just kind of stood there and ate the ham, and my tummy was so happy. So it's good to be spoiled Midwesterners, I guess.
Oh, my God. There's no doubt about it. So,
plus, it was 86 degrees pretty much the entire time we were down there.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Beautiful.
You know, I don't think it's supposed to be that warm that early, is it? So
no, it was actually, I think they were talking that it was records.
Down there, it's snowing in California.
Right.
Who knows what's going
to
happen?
Well, I was surprised and happy to see that there's water in our rivers after the rain
you know what? I noticed the same thing today when I crossed over it, that you could see it. I wonder what it looks like. What's it look like over by like Paws and Pints? Because I haven't.
Well, that's where I came across.
That was where you are. So I came across the one downtown.
63rd. Coming on 63rd. Yeah. First, there's the creek. The creek is full right there north of of what would be Grand Avenue.
Yep.
And then, or Ashworth right there. And then as I came across the 63rd on the Raccoon River, it actually looked like a river opposed to.
Same downtown. Yeah. You know, going, even looking, you know, to the north, I mean, you could see water. That hadn't happened for a while. I mean, a lot of water.
Exactly.
So that's
exactly
good. All right, sports. Biggest sports story of the day probably has to be, I mean, the NBA was doing a good, man. They were doing a good job of going, hey, these Lakers, man, they're going to make it. They're going to be in this playoff. And I mean, their shows on Monday were 90% LeBron James. And then he finds out later that afternoon that he's out for at least, well, they're going to check him again in 2 weeks. He's probably out for 6 or 7. I mean, the NBA, talk about shooting yourself in the foot. I mean, it is crazy what they consider doing. And I forgot, because we haven't done this for a while.
Oh, yeah, we have sponsors.
We have sponsors. We have to say our sponsors. Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic Center's Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. Thank you very much for being a part of the program. We'll talk more about them as we continue.
Absolutely.
So let's do it. We'll do a little. I'm not going to say bad because here's the crazy thing, that with Nate and Colin and Sam and the friendships and everything, you get to know some of the basketball players, right?
Dude, you get your picture taken more with Big Rob Energy.
I had Big Rob proud last night on. So you tend to go, yeah, I can't talk. It's just, they look tired. The NCAA is a long season. It's a grind. And
you're speaking of the Iowa State Cyclones men's basketball team.
And
okay.
It is a grind. They don't, I mean, they were really excited coming out there. It was senior night. They had 9 seniors that walked. I still think 2 or 3 of them are probably going to stay for an extra year.
Right.
But it was nice to see that. It was a good crowd.
Well, okay. If we're going to dive into this now, I'm sure we'll dabble on it for more than one segment too. But with that being said, we've home losses. I mean, we were on track for, we're only going to have one. Now we've had 2 in a row.
Right.
At Breakfast Club this morning, another Iowa State fan and friend, in fact, you know, fact checker T, as we call him sometimes, with the discussion, because they're wild right now. They seem unbridled. They seem wild. They seem frustrated.
Yeah.
They are short fused. They're undisciplined. That's a lot of different ways we can describe it. But what, I mean, you're there at the game. Is it, Where does it get out of hand?
Well, I think, so go back one. I think their attitudes are a lot better. That was the best attitudinal game. That's not a word, but
attitudinal?
I'm going to use it.
Attitudinal. Okay.
That I think they've had. I think their biggest thing that their problem is we have no true, what you would call, somebody that can get to the hole on their own, not by getting a pass from somebody, not by getting three screens, just getting there. When he played at Iowa, Joe Toussaint, I thought he always played out of control. Man, he had a good game last night. He hit, number one, he hit 3 3-pointers. I don't think he hit 3 3-pointers in his whole career at Iowa.
Right.
And they had Stevenson, who is really good. So West Virginia had 4 guys that at any point in time, against a good defense, could get to the hole.
Right.
And either draw a foul or, you know, make a bucket, but at least make it difficult. We just don't have that. I mean, we have people that can get to the hole, but they can't finish. They get their shots blocked. They get pushed, or, you know, which when you're taking the ball to the hole, you're going to have that. I mean, you have to be able to take that. Our one player that was playing really well, I think our first 11 or first 13 points were all Gabe Kouscher.
Right.
And he picked up 3 quick fouls.
Right.
2 of them really bad.
It was one of the most physical street fights.
Yeah.
Throwing elbows, pushing, all these different things. Were they letting them play in your mind, or did they let it go too far?
Well, see, that's the problem. At some points in the game, they let them play, and at other points in the game, they called fouls. I think they called 40 fouls last night.
Right.
They might have called more than that. They might have.
Well,
been
I mean, the last
50s.
Game there was a ton of fouls as well.
Yeah. So I don't think the players knew what they could do or not do.
Right.
That part of it, but it gets to a point in time that you're at the end of the season. You can't, it's not a conspiracy theory against Iowa State or anybody else with referees. Referees are referees.
Right.
They make some good calls. They make some bad calls. You hope that the most of it they make easy calls. That's the only thing I want. Don't make difficult calls. Just make the easy ones. And they weren't horrific, but it's still, we just have a hard time. And here's one of it. There's light. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Listen, Taman Lipsey is going to be a really good basketball player. He is 18 years old. And there are guys on that basketball team for Iowa State that are 24 years old. And I think that he too much takes a step back and lets them lead. Right. And I think he needs to lead. And I think, I mean, he took 3 jumpers last night, missed all 3. 2 of them went in and out, and went in, came back out, and he didn't take another shot. And I'm like, dude, you got 6 other guys that have missed 10 shots. Right. Keep shooting the ball.
And
it's going to change.
And it was because the thing that I guess one of the things that stood out for me is, you know, they were down coming in the second half. They went on a run to get the lead.
Yeah. They were down,
but they were also shooting 73% to do that. Yeah. So when soon as that was said out loud, it's like, this isn't sustainable. They are not going to run the rest of the game.
And West Virginia called the timeout and said, you know what, now we got to start grabbing and hitting and knocking.
And then obviously the turning point is you still felt pretty good. They were doing the right things. They were getting the ball. But soon as Jazz got popped in the mouth.
Yep.
And
we got 2 texts called on us for clearing people out, which that's so difficult, especially on a home court, to make those 2 technical calls.
That's because it was
a
flagrant 2. So West Virginia player got ejected,
got booted.
Jazz got his 2 shots, missed them
both free throws.
But because of him kicking, then it was a technical back that they got 2.
Yep.
Plus, they got the ball back because of Grill.
After he just got popped in the face, that you just gave somebody a flagrant
right.
2, you called those 2. That was the 2 worst calls of the night.
Right.
Because what are you supposed to do when you have someone like that gets popped in the mouth? They all seen him get popped in the mouth.
Right.
And they're all right there. It's that by the West Virginia bench. I mean, it just, yeah, that was of anything that you could say negative about the thing I didn't like about them last night either is during all that, I mean, they looked at the video and came back out and talked and looked at the video. I'm like,
oh, you mean stop the game for 15 minutes?
Yeah. I'm like, guys,
or 11
you,
or whatever.
You do know that you don't have to go out to the middle of the court. The people that are sitting there are guys that are working the game with you. There are 2 other officials that are working the game with you. I think you can talk in front of them. I mean, it's driving me crazy. I mean, they are so scared. They're so scared of getting something. That's the thing. They are so scared of getting something wrong that, I mean, and they think they're going to get it wrong. Well, they got that right. They had others in the night. I mean, West Virginia got robbed a couple of times.
I know.
And it was not a well-officiated game, but it wasn't one way or the other. Because
no. Right, exactly.
That's what's happening in college basketball, and it's what the NBA dealt with 20 years ago, and then they got it out of the game. People come to watch people score, not shoot free throws,
right,
and not to get knocked down and all that. You have to take control of the games, and a lot of these games, they just don't do that, and I don't know. It's our own problem,
yes,
and it's TJ's problem, because now TJ has 2 years of this where they get good starts and do that, and then either the guys are getting worn out, they're getting tired, they've had two swoons at the end of the year,
right,
2 years in a row. The difference is going to be last year, the difference was they had Isaiah Brockington, so when we needed a bucket, he could get us a bucket. They have guys coming in, even though they're freshmen, because I don't believe in freshmen anymore, because these kids, I mean, Omaha Ballou has played more basketball games than some of these Iowa State kids have already.
I know.
The talent level is going to be different, so TJ can be different, hopefully.
Well, and it you know what, we're going to go to break and come back, because we need to go up about 5,000 feet and talk about what's going to happen for the team, upcoming tournaments and such.
You bet. Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. We're glad you're in here. Thank you very much. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Scott and I'll be back right after this break. Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. We're bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, at 1700 The Champ, and at Happy Hour _SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. I got too many games on there, but the thing they need to know first off is Thursday, we definitely have Northern Iowa's opening game in Arch Madness versus Illinois State pregame at 11:30. We know that one for sure. So then we'll kind of go, I'll highlight a couple others throughout the show. So you have first read there.
First read, you know what? We're just going to go right out of the chute and do Northwest Bank.
There you go.
Northwest Bank, commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earned the top workplace award for the 8th year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait and open an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can count on. Member FDIC.
Nice. Check it out. I have a new toy.
You have a new toy?
I do. You know, I like my opinion. I love my opinion.
Wow.
I have sound effects, dude.
Wow.
Watch your mouth.
Who was, I'm going to go with smart enough to give you a toy?
I don't know. This is the best, right?
Okay.
Iowa State.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has this been here the whole time? You just started
pretty sure it
buttons?
Has been. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You and I. Look at all these things. Wow.
<Ra-la-la>!
I have all kinds of toys.
All
now.
Right,
so when you say something cool now, I'm gonna play stuff.
You're and most likely you're gonna put the wrong thing in the wrong context, but that's gonna be great.
And you go like this.
Is it labeled?
Kind of.
Okay. It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him. It's a bold strategy,
okay.
Cotton. Let's see
all
if
right.
it pays
you,
off
you
for
you have
him.
A shiny new toy.
Love
I like it. I like it. We should
it.
Do.
I
a little...
knew there was a button. I just didn't know which one to push. So there we go.
That's good stuff.
Okay. So
just, all right, so we were talking Iowa State.
Yep, long or short.
We were banging on the game last night. Now let's step back, get higher, and look at, okay, from what I heard after the last few games, the spiral, if you will, on this, they went from being a higher seed, which kind of scratched my head anyway, now they're in the 8-9.
8-9. Baylor game is not going to be good. Baylor's a really good team that, once again, as the things that we don't, somebody who can get to the hole without needing to pass or have help.
Right.
I think you got to win. I think you have to win a game in the Big 12.
You're talking the Baylor game on Saturday.
Yeah,
22-8 Baylor at Baylor against 17-11. Okay.
Now the nice thing is we've beaten Baylor, so that's good. So
at
home
at Hilton.
I think the worst they'll be is a 10. That's not what you expected, but
if they lose,
yeah, and not win a game in the Big 12, I don't think there's any way that we're a play-in. Or anyway, we don't make the tournament. We've had too many wins against too many good teams.
Oh, too many tier one wins. I'm not worried about us. By no means do I think they're a bubble team.
A 10 seed would probably be the worst that we would be.
If they lose to Baylor on Saturday and then...
It's close on Saturday. That helps.
What about if they lose out in the tournament? Then they drop to a 12?
Nah, I don't think that. I don't even think they'll drop then. I think the worst they do... I mean, there's so many teams with losses, and their losses aren't good. I don't know. I think
it bode well for the history of watching Cyclone basketball? Does it bode better in your mind to be in the 8-9 realm opposed to the 2-3
right.
or 4 or whatever? I mean, it's just we don't.
What were we last year? I was trying to remember what we were. 6-7.
I think.
Yeah.
If because, I remember correctly. Yeah.
We had a great Big 12 tournament and that helped. Or we would probably would have been a 8-9 or 10.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that's fine. I think the Hawkeyes, we're going to talk about them here in just a second. I think it was much worse until their game against Michigan State. Now, if they can get these two games, maybe they're on a high. They just can't afford to lose. You can't lose to Nebraska.
No.
And that's on that's this weekend.
Right.
And then they have – who do they have tonight? They have
Indiana.
Is that who it is? So it'll be interesting to see what they do. So I think Iowa State is okay. I think people
6 o'clock.
Yeah,
I think 19-9 Indiana against 17-11, same record as Iowa State
at
Indiana.
At Indiana,
yes.
And the difference of 17-11 for Iowa and 17-11 for Iowa State is still that Eastern Illinois game. That Eastern Illinois game is going to hurt them.
Right.
That's a bad loss.
But the Iowa State Iowa State win is a good win.
it's better than that loss to Eastern Illinois.
There you go.
So I think TJ's going to have to, when he gets ready for next year, they're going to be out there looking for stuff. They're going to be looking for stuff in the transfer portal, just like they did. The young man who tore his Achilles is going to play. He's really good. That would have been someone who can play point, he can play off. That would have been a huge deal. So
we had this discussion and kind of touched on it this morning because that's what you and I do is just continually talk like we're talking right now. That and not meant to be a negative phrase, but TJ isn't coaching. He's not drawing on the. He's the CEO that puts the pieces together to the right people to do the job from player to coach to everything.
He's the CEO and the heart.
Right.
He's the heart, the brain, and the CEO.
Not the chief energy officer, but
right.
We know that, but.
And that's what he has a defensive coach and he has an offensive coach and he uses that very well. And that's who controls the huddles depending on why they called the timeout. And that's who leads the huddle. And he has good people on that staff. They're not going anywhere. All those guys the place they wanted to be was Iowa State. So
where is your – I know you've been up to Hilton many a times. You use the word we when you speak of Iowa State a lot of times. Okay. Where are you mentally – where are you going to be good? I mean, do they – if they get one win in the Big 12 tournament – and then win one round and get to the 32, you're like, okay, they did okay.
Yeah, I'm just happy I want him to get there. I mean, we had 4 wins before he came.
Do you
and basketball wasn't fun anymore.
No.
Going to basketball games was not fun. And I love Steve Prohm.
Four wins, 2 wins.
Yeah, I went to Coaches versus Cancer
with
Kevin Lehman and got to meet
all those guys.
Love them to death.
Right.
But it was bad.
Yeah, you have to put a product on the floor for people to number one, rally around. Number two, want to invest their money in, right?
Yep.
But I mean, my thing is, expectations. I don't think that they're, how do I say, this year wasn't, they weren't supposed to, what, they were supposed to finish second to last in the Big 12.
Yeah, they weren't picked.
So they're higher than what expectations were.
Yeah, they've exceeded expectations.
Right. We have had some losses in a row. I mean, with the parity in the Big 12, even going into the Big 12 tournament, I wouldn't be surprised to see him make a run. I wouldn't be surprised to see him lose the first day.
Right.
I mean, with this conference, it's crazy.
Here's what I'll tell you. I don't think Baylor, Texas, or who would be – I don't think they're winning either. I don't know if Kansas needs to win, but, I mean, Kansas is the best team that I – when they played Baylor and they were down 16 at half against Baylor and came and blew Baylor's doors off.
Right.
In the second half, that's the best team in the country, if you ask me. Houston and the people that are above Kansas right now are defensive-minded teams that can't score with Kansas. It's going to be interesting. I still go, Scott, I'm saying the same thing, is 64 teams or 68 teams, whatever, but 64 when you get to a certain point, every single one of those first-round games. Now, there's probably going to be some blowouts because there's always blowouts. I think there's going to be a ton of games close. And I think once you get past that and you get to 32, I don't think there's anybody that's going to have more than a 6.5, 7.5-point spread. All these teams are too close.
I agree.
You get a hot shooter or you get people that can't hit shots.
I mean, I'm looking at the Big 12 right now. I just pulled it up. So it's Kansas, as it goes, as far as rankings, it goes Kansas, Texas, Baylor, Kansas State, TCU, Iowa State.
Yep. And I still don't believe in Texas. I don't. Baylor's the next most talented team. But I'm telling you, I wouldn't want to play Oklahoma State. I wouldn't want to play West Virginia.
Kansas State, for Pete's sakes.
I wouldn't want to play Kansas State either. They're just now getting healthy. So it's not going to be easy to play these games, and that's a great thing.
I was going to say, I'm looking at Oklahoma. Well, they beat us. So.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to play them. Once again, they have five guys that all five can score, and they can all take it to the hole. It's incredible.
What a cluster in the middle here.
So,
just crazy.
Now, jumping back to earlier in the weekend, Iowa's men's win. We'll talk about Caitlin here in a second.
Right.
Iowa's men's win against Michigan State was amazing. I mean, I walked out of Hilton going, okay, Iowa State lost, but hey, it looks like Michigan State's going to beat Iowa.
Right.
And then Tom Izzo turned, did we like swap bodies and it's steam coaching the Michigan State going, I don't know what to do.
Well, plus there were some shots made by Iowa
why are they letting them shoot threes? I mean, I would have put them on the free throw line every single time.
It helps the storyline.
It does help the storyline.
Wonderful storyline. Because literally, I had walked away and went, shrugged my shoulders because we had multiple TVs going on down in the man cave, you know. And I'm like, oh well. And I, because watching Iowa State and thinking, all right, and then somebody said overtime. I go, what? And I came back into the living room after grabbing a cold pop, and I'm like, oh. There's more game to watch. So
seriously, Tom Izzo is a Hall of Fame coach, an NCAA champion, and I would have fired him for that. Because especially the last one. I'll even give you all the rest. You're up three. Connor McCaffrey's dribbling the ball down the floor and he's getting ready to hand it to Peyton Sanford. I would have smacked both of them upside the head to get one of them on the line because there was no time left. Then I'm like, what in the world is Michigan State doing? Did Michigan State need Iowa to win to get them in a better spot for them to get a better seed? I have no idea.
I have no idea. But it was crazy. It was, and here's the thing. I'm going to say something that you're going to look at me and kind of cock your head like a dog doing math. But and our Iowa State friends are think I'm losing it. I cannot tell you how much I am falling in love with Fran McCaffrey.
I am too.
From the stare to the oh my God, that man is the most passionate man on the court. I love to see his antics.
I'm with you. I said the same thing. I social media the heck. I don't even know what the referees are doing. I can't believe the referee as he's sitting there standing and he took a step and then Fran took another step. I would have teed him up. I'd have teed him up right there. I'm like, what?
No. Because the ref is the one who stepped towards him and tried to get him to do something. But I'm telling you, what if you've seen those shirts that there's just a basic three-color silhouette, but to get Fran's face and just say passion underneath of it, I would wear that all the time.
I'm with you.
He cracks me up. Listen, I just love it. And it works.
His offensive mindset is crazy good. My issue with him is he's had great teams that didn't succeed. This is not a great team, and he's getting them to play above their head. That's how you tell if you have a good coach or not a good coach.
Well, and see, the thing that the discussion that I love is people are like, he's out of control, he's doing this, look what he did, he got a technical, blah, blah. He's using that, and it may be an older school thing, if you will. I'm sure Grandpa would agree with it. Sometimes, as a coach, Grandpa coached basketball for a long time. Sometimes you have to light a fire.
Oh.
Baseball, for the manager to get tossed out of the game, sometimes you have to show, you guys aren't caring about this game, I really care about this game. Either I'm going to light a fire under you, and that's what has to happen sometimes. I mean, it's like I said, I was thinking it was going to be another red-faced tirade or whatever, but for God's sakes, the stare, that was amazing out of Fran.
I thought it was hilarious.
I loved it.
I was all in. And, you know, I did. I got kicked out of one eighth-grade basketball game.
Well, I can't say on the air, but it was
my friend refereeing.
And to this day, he still talks about how much he enjoyed it.
Exactly. And he's like, I forgot, because he teed me up because I was screaming at him, and he had forgotten that I got a bench technical because I had too many. I did not. Two kids ran out, and then they blew the whistle and started playing, and I had six kids on the floor. So he gave me a technical.
It's good math to have if you don't get caught, but yeah.
He came after he kicked me out, and I'm staring at him, and he's like, as I'm walking by, he goes, I forgot I gave you one. I'm sorry. And I'm like, I know you were trying to prove it. And he goes, I was trying to prove a point. I was trying to do that. I wasn't trying to get mad at
him. How old were the kids?
They were eighth grade.
So it was NBA.
Yeah.
So within the last 10 years.
Yeah. And we were playing it over by on the east side across the street from what used to be old Townsend Engineering, that little court there.
Okay.
Those two little courts. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody watched me because I was in the far court. Everybody watched me walk across both courts as I got escorted out.
And there was a smattering of applause, I guess.
Exactly. Sometimes. You know, I'm an acquired taste by visitor or opposing
team.
You're
caviar. You're amazing when you get you. You just can't have you every day, man.
Exactly. It was quite fun. Okay, when we come back. It's the first time I've got to talk to Scott about Caitlin Clark. I don't know what else we can say about it, but we're going to try.
We're going to give a little bit of game talk. We're going to give a little opinion. Going to give a little love.
Yep. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live from 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. We're trying to give you your sports your way every day. We'll be back right after this break.
Medical Research Foundation.
Nothing's off limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Last segment of this first hour already. Yeah.
Flying by
the seat of our pants. You're listening to Steen on... No, you're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Sorry. You're listening to us live on 1700 The Champ AM. 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter at ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, and at HappyHour_SS. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. Once again, Thursday is Northern Iowa versus Illinois State in Arch Madness. 11:30 pregame. Tomorrow night you get Auburn, Alabama. Big game in the SEC. A lot of conferences with teams with all the same.
Schedule on 1700thechamp.com?
Yeah, I think so. If you go to the website, it is.
Because you can go, you can see the schedule stuff. Yep, plus, you can click and listen.
Click and listen. Yep, that's good stuff. Live microphone. So
yeah, that's good stuff.
All good. This segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company, provides, designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities and development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. I talked a little bit on Friday of what it was going to take for Iowa to beat Indiana. Number one, having it at home was important. Player for player, position for position, Indiana's a better basketball team. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have the way they play together, the way they do things, if they get hot, role players stepped up for Iowa. They didn't have a lot of turnovers, shot well, shot free throws well. And even with all that being said, home floor, you're down two with 1.6 seconds left.
Well, down, yeah, because it was actually point, was it 0.4 seconds?
Yeah.
Then they added back.
And they added, it got to 1.6 or 1.4.
Right.
And once again, and the Indiana coach is a really good coach.
Right.
But we talked about this. We even talked about last night when we were having dinner up in Ames that you just can't let her shoot the ball. You can't. You got Fowler, center to the foul line. The best that she could have done from the foul line is tie the game.
Right, but it was one of those. It was Jordan-esque. I mean, it's going to be a poster. It's not like she went, okay, one, two, three, set up, my feet are right, square my shoulders, take the shot. It was, and it went in.
And if you, even if you're not an Iowa Hawkeye fan and you're not a Caitlin Clark fan, how she, after she hit that shot and she was up in the crowd.
She
and
was
doing,
the same way at the men's game.
Yeah, it is, it's in the, what she is doing is incredible. I watched Alea Boston the other day. Alea Boston may not even be the best player on her South Carolina team.
I know.
I mean, it's crazy. They got a couple of young gals. They're really, really good. This is my thought. I don't think anyone's beating South Carolina. I think South Carolina is going to win a championship.
Does that make Alea Boston better because they're on a 29-0 team? It doesn't matter what Caitlin Clark does?
Absolutely not. Not even remotely close.
Okay. But she has an argument. You know that.
Well, it's an argument, but it's not an argument because that's not what the award's for. It's most valuable player.
All right.
It's doing things that go above and beyond. That's what I'm looking for. I mean, you could take nine players like that their teams are not going to be 29-0, but she also has the best coach in college basketball, and she has a really good team around her.
Right.
So
I agree, dude. I mean, it's
it's not even close. And I've watched a ton of basketball, and the only people that are against her is because they don't like her attitude. But if you threw a dude in the same place, they're like, that's what we need. We need that passion.
He's a leader. He's
passionate. But we can't allow somebody to be that way. And the crowd loves it. Her teammates love it. Her coaches. Listen. I guarantee you, when they're yelling in the huddle, because I've heard Jan Jensen and Lisa Bluter when I used to go to Drake games with Mr. Kevin Lehman, and I've heard them, and
they make you blush a little bit.
They're not kneeling down and praying when they're saying it. Let me tell you that.
Right.
She has changed college basketball, and she's changed. If you watch and we have scores from the Iowa High School Girls Association.
Right.
If you watch Iowa High School Girls, you know what they're doing? Not a lot of people with their back to the basket, getting the ball into them and turning around trying to shoot over people because they're taller like Alea Boston. There's a bunch of gals that want to play like Caitlin Clark.
Pulling the trigger, hopefully not the logo, but I mean, three-point, you know, it's a different game.
She did an interview with Dan Patrick the other day. I got yelled at by my wife. Well, if Dan Patrick can get her on, you can get her on. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have her on. I'm just not going to. I mean, yeah, my wife
I love you, Jen, but did you just put Steen in the same
Dan
bucket?
As Dan, I looked at her.
Patrick.
It's Dan Patrick.
I mean, he's got a sports show, but he's friends with Adam Sandler, for Pete's sake.
But she was on, And he said, you know, his first question, and he did his homework, what do you think of the WNBA? And she's like, I've always wanted, I mean, that's been my dream. That's mm-hmm. that's the only place I can go. For my next step, that's the only place I'm going to go. And he's like, well, you know, you're going to be a senior next year. And she goes, oh, no, I've got 2 years left.
Right.
And he's like, you're not going to the WNBA. No, I'm having too much fun. And Dan goes, so you'd be taking a pay cut. And she goes, well, here's the really funny thing about that, Dan, is this name, image,
can I call you Dan?
Yeah, this name, image, and likeness stuff is going to follow me wherever I go.
Right.
Because her relationship with Hy-Vee and her relationship with Nike is not going anywhere. The only way she's going that way is Michael Jordan walks up to Nike and go, hey, yeah, she's mine. Right. So I'm going to take it, but yeah, thanks. Right. But how she handles herself when she's with Holly Rowe, and to make sure that she's polite, you know, gives her like a hug when she gets to, I mean,
right.
She has changed from the 16 and 17 and 18 year old gal that she was in high school that people just didn't understand,
right.
Because they didn't understand that. Yes. For a long time, this is all I do. I eat, I sleep, and I do this. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm a 4-plus student. And if I wasn't playing basketball, I'd be on the U.S. women's soccer team because I've never seen anybody play soccer like her either. Imagine getting to play soccer and you can actually hit people and knock them down and it's okay.
No, it's not. You get cards.
Not very often. But at least not in high school.
Okay, you've kind of touched on a little bit. The aura, the presence, the personality of Caitlin Clark. The running up to and standing on the table. And
take
with the
it
crowd.
Every day.
Okay.
You know, I want my players to do that.
So she's not.
I don't want my crappy players to do that.
No.
But I want my players to
do that.
But
the fact that she did, like I'm not the one to say it. They said it before. It was Jordan-esque, to use it as a term. The on the line, turn around, toss it up, go in.
Yep, the three kiss to the sky. That's Steph Curry. Listen, that's what these kids know. That's all they know.
Right.
If you did that in the 80s, you've never seen Michael Jordan do any of that stuff hardly, because if he did, the next time he came down, someone was going to take his head off. Well, we don't do that anymore.
No.
We don't play defense like that anymore. We don't do any of that. We're all trying to do it because we all want to make money.
Okay, when she was asked right after the game, when the shot went up, did you think it was good? And she said it was
money.
She goes, I knew it was money. Is that cockiness or confidence? Or are you okay with it being both?
I'm okay with it being both. I mean, I think Holly was going to, did you just throw it up? And she's like, no, I didn't just throw it up. No, transcending isn't even it's not a big enough word. I mean, before she gets to the locker room, you have Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes tweeting at you and texting you.
Right.
I mean, that's unheard of. It's, you know, that, and the part that I love about it, that's a lot of pressure. You ever seen her back down from pressure?
No.
Man, that's if you're a coach, you got to have one. You got to have that one.
Well, and it's the one.
One dude.
When you get into a situation, the highest level situation, just that some people crumble at, and she's no first line. I want it. I mean, that's you get that level of a player. I want to be the one.
Yeah, and
to take the risk to get the glory.
And you get a couple more. I mean, Hannah, my favorite person to watch is Hannah Stolke. She's going to be good, running up and down the floor, getting the ball.
Okay, it's to kind of throw this together as well. So it was a good weekend for Iowa. Men's basketball,
women's basketball.
Baseball beat number one LSU.
Yeah.
And at breakfast club this morning, one of our guys walked in wearing an Iowa women's wrestling sweatshirt.
Loved it.
I love it.
Yeah, it's huge, and it's what you're looking for. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 1700 Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Plenty more to talk about. We'll be right back.